T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Why they pay Seth Meyers the big money. Sean Meyers, I mean, our producer for the day. Folesy will be back on Monday. He was in a panic when I texted him and said Shelty didn't call. His response, Ron, was, oh no, let me text. And then he mentioned the Pirates PR guy. And then he texted back, did he call? Very conscientious of Folesy, right?
Very conscientious.
What a man he is, and yet not half the man of our next guest, Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You can read all his work at postgazette.com, hence the Everybody Loves Raymond theme song. Ray, good to talk to you again. In case you didn't know, you're on the Nemacolin fan hotline. Nemacolin, around every corner, creates real-life magic for guests. What of all the things Art Rooney said yesterday stood out to you? What was the story? If you were the editor or the headline maker, what was the biggest quote from Art Rooney?
You know, Joe, I guess it would have to be, because that's what everyone was talking about, was his thoughts on Matt Canada. And, you know, I don't think it was anything earth-shattering what he said. You know, he basically said Matt Canada saved his job when the offense improved a little bit in the second half of the season, and that, you know, Art wanted to see that continuity between Kenny Pickett and Matt go on for at least one more season. So, you know, no major bold headlines, I don't think, out of that yesterday. The one thing I thought that caught my ear a little bit, I think it was kind of a throwaway thing, was you know, he said the coaching staff could still change. Now, I don't think anyone is going to get fired, but he indicated that some coaches were interviewing other places. We all know Brian Flores is on the interview trail. But based on his words, it seems like maybe others are out there interviewing as well. So, you know, that's something to keep an eye on here in the coming weeks as well.
Ray, I listened to it again, and his comments about Canada didn't exactly like overwhelm me with confidence for Canada when he said, well, we don't want to start over again. It could be worse. You know, is that a way to reason to keep a guy saying, well, we know it could be worse if we made a change here? What about making a change and thinking it could be better?
Yeah, I mean, Ron, I certainly see where you're coming from. I think there are large swaths of this fan base that feel the same way that you do. You know, I think it's difficult with a young quarterback to try to figure out which way is right. I mean, you know, you can make a change and maybe it wouldn't go over well with Kenny, or maybe Kenny would have a hard time digesting the offense. You know, perhaps what they've done here is they've taken the safest path, right? So there's continuity for at least one more season. And then if things do not improve, you're asking Kenny Pickett going into his third season, where presumably he should have a full grasp of an NFL offense, to work with a new coordinator. So that's kind of the way I took it. But I certainly see, you know, the drawbacks of this. I mean, if they don't get any better next year, if they're still averaging around 17, 18 points a year, they're going to have to make a change. And then you're going to have to break in a new coordinator. And then all those guys are a year older. You know, Najee would be getting closer to, you know, a contract. And, you know, the same with Freiermuth, too, who's only on a four-year deal. So, yeah, they better hope that that Matt Canada has the answers next year. If not, you know, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be in the market for a new coordinator. And, you know, that's something that apparently they didn't want to go through this year.
You know, Ray, I agree with what you're saying, but to me, it's hogwash that Kenny Pickett is known for his smarts, his work, you know, his ethic. You know, they said he was working out like less than a week after the season ended. Are you telling me that they're afraid he couldn't learn a new offense in the off season? I don't buy that. You know, his strength is his smarts, right?
Yeah, I mean, and let's be frank about this too. All NFL offenses, the passing concepts, everything. There's not, you know, every NFL offense. There's a lot of similarities. So, you know, I think the only thing that Kenny would be relearning would be new terminology. And, you know, we saw with Ben when there was a transition there that, you know, it took him a while to get that down. But I don't think it's anything that would, you know, take up an entire offseason. I think it's something you get down in May and June and July, and then, you know, you should hit the ground running. So I'm with you. But, you know, this was the case last season, Ron. When they brought in Frisman Jackson, when they brought in Pat Meyer, two guys that Matt was familiar with, we kind of saw that they were married to Matt Canada at that point. They brought in assistant coaches who he could work well with. You know, some other coaches he wasn't working well with departed. So, I guess maybe we should have saw this coming, you know, a year ago, the way it worked out.
Yeah, I'm with Ron, and I think with you from what you're saying, Ray. I mean... Is the safe move the right move? As the great John Tortorella once said, safe is death here. I mean, come on. I look at, for example, Doug Peterson came in for Trevor Lawrence, and I think that turned out pretty well. Mike McDaniel was a first-year coach with the Dolphins this year and transformed Tua. I mean, when Tua was healthy, he was great for the most part. It's not that complicated. And what about... What about reaching for something that's great instead of just safe? You know what I mean? I think Pickett would probably adjust.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 100% with you. That guy is a pro. He works. So yeah, I'm 100% with you there. You know, one takeaway I did have yesterday, guys, you know, from what Art said, I don't see the formula changing. You know, this team is still going to win with defense. He remarked how the running game had improved. And I just think, you know, whether you like it or not, they are going to try to win with that same formula next year. You know, play great defense, control the ball, limit possessions of the other team, and then do what you got to do to win on offense. Now, obviously, they got to be better than they were last year, you know, but I don't think the formula or the way they're going to structure their roster – I don't think that's going to change. I think basically what you're going to see next season is going to be the same, except obviously they want to improve and they want to score more points, which, you know, Art also made it a point of saying yesterday. You want to see more yak after the catch. You want to see, you know, some improvements. But obviously the number one thing is you've got to score more than 17 points a game.
Ray, I didn't see exactly what he said about Tomlin. I mean, clearly he was pleased with the season because they got better as the year went on. I believe he was asked about this is the time he normally would extend Tomlin. He kind of danced around that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and he's always done that, you know, typically in the summer right before training camp, but I think maybe the last time he did it in the spring, so... You know, I guess he's not married to a schedule on that, but it's not going to happen in January or February. You know, they're going to get through the offseason. You know, they're going to get through the draft, and then, I think they'll address that in due time. Does he have to extend them with 2 years left on his contract? No, he doesn't. But typically that's what he does with all of his coaches, not just Tomlin. He did it with Cowher as well, and I wouldn't be surprised at all, guys, if he did that again this spring or this summer before camp starts.
Man, that would be something. I mean, I realize they've done it before, but he's already signed through 2024. Aren't you waiting to see if one of the biggest moves of his tenure, which is Matt Canada, works out? if Pickett works out, if he can get back to the playoffs. People talk about they haven't had a playoff win. They've missed the playoffs 3 out of 5 years. Here's what he said, by the way. I don't know what he said to you guys, but of course, Pomp got a separate interview. Did you see that, Ron?
I did not.
Pomp got his own interview, and Art said, I don't like to speculate on our coach's contract, so we'll see. But he also said, I'm glad he's our coach. I just don't see any reason why you need to extend him this offseason, Ray. He signed for the next two.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, other than just you know, doing what you've done in the past, you are probably right. You know, I don't disagree with you. Well, one thing I will say, and I don't think Mike Tomlin is in this boat yet. He's only 50 or 51 years old. I think he turns 51 later this winter or this spring. But eventually he might come to a point like Kevin Colbert did, where Kevin was taking it year to year. And certainly head coaches are going to be on a different schedule than the GM. You know, Kevin did that, started doing that when he was, what, 61, 62, and then, you know, he finally decided to hang him up when he was closer to 65. You know, I don't think we're there yet with Tomlin, but there is probably going to come a time, maybe mid-50s, late-50s, where he is going to want to say, hey, let's hold off. I don't have to have a contract 3 or 4 years down the road. I just don't think we're there quite yet.
Ray, do you share his Art's optimism that there's something to build on there, and he was pleased how the season ended? I look at Cincinnati, and I just see them being with Burrow and that team light years ahead of the Steelers in their own division. I worry what's going to happen with Baltimore if they can figure out the Lamar situation. And Deshaun Watson is going to be better next year than he was these last few games this year.
And Art admitted that. He said it's going to be tough to unseat the Bengals, in so many words. You know, he didn't mention Baltimore or the Browns specifically, but I think both of those teams have, you know, adequate rosters where they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to be cellar dwellers each and every year like they, you know, they used to be with you know, with the Browns and previous iterations of the team. So, yeah, Ron, it's not just the division either. It's the AFC. A lot of young, good quarterbacks who are only going to get better. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, I happen to think, and, you know, I'm going to be at the Senior Bowl next week, I happen to think it's probably time to start addressing the defense and maybe start adding some younger players just to fortify that group and to make sure that group is strong going forward, because you don't want to be caught. With Joe Burrow in your division, with all these great quarterbacks in the AFC, you're always going to have to, you know, want a great defense, have a great defense to compete. So, you know, I was researching this earlier today for a story I'm working on. They have not taken a defender in the first or second round since 2019. All of their picks since then have been on offensive players. So you know, I know people are talking about an offensive tackle, offensive lineman in the first round, and that still could happen. But I think it's time that maybe they start, you know, addressing some of their defensive needs with those early picks. And I definitely think that could happen this year.
Ron, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
It's always a highlight every week for me, Joe.
Joey Porter Jr. will be the and this is basically a game of yes or no, really, Ray. Joey Porter Jr. will be the Steelers' first pick.
No, I think he'll go earlier.
Mitch Trubisky will be back as your backup quarterback.
I'll still say no.
I love that sigh there.
Cam Sutton will sign a new deal.
I think he will, yes.
Tremaine and Terrell Edmonds will be Steelers next year.
Nah.
Terrell will be.
They hope so, yes.
Ray's fudging on all these answers, Ron. He's cheating, actually. Yeah, there's
just
something. It's hard for Ray to bring himself to a one-word answer, I think.
I think so, too.
The Steelers will trade Deontay Johnson.
No.
Or silence. The sigh. And
silence was deafening there.
I mean, unless he absolutely forces one, they don't want to trade him. Let's put it that way.
the Steelers will bring in some sort of senior offensive consultant who could both help them and also be a ready-made replacement in case Canada bombs early next year.
They should, but I'm not sure they're going to.
The Steelers will make one relatively big free agent signing, the kind of money that James Daniels or even Steven Nelson got.
Yeah, I'll say okay, yeah.
Larry Ogunjobi will be back.
Yes.
And lastly, Ray, I don't want to spoil any one of your 11 mock drafts that are coming before the draft. But if you had to choose right now, the Steelers' first round pick, the first pick will be who? At least a position.
Okay. I'm going to say they go defense at 32 and 49. I'm going to say they get lucky at number 17, and they get Georgia offensive tackle Broderick Jones.
You like that, Ron?
Sure. Ray's multiple mock drafts are always must reading. All 11 of them.
Well, you guys are in luck. After the Senior Bowl, the first one will drop. So I know you guys
can't
are
wait.
Drop it
that.
On a Friday so we get it fresh, Ray. It is actually great stuff, and I know you'll do a great job at the Senior Bowl. You always do in the off season. Thanks, man.
Okay, guys. Talk to you next week.
Ray Fittipaldo, read his stuff at postgazette.com.
How about his size and his silences?
The silence of will they trade Deontay
was good questions. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, they really were. I'd say great questions.
Modesty won't permit you from admitting that.
No, certainly not. Coming up, let's hear a little bit of Art Rooney on topics such as Matt Canada. Did the contract play any role in keeping Canada? The fact that he signed on Mike Tomlin, Mitch Trubisky. I don't know if that got broached with the writers, but our friend Pomp asked Art about Mitch Trubisky, and this might have been his most definitive answer of all. This is incredulent, Sean. We'll listen to all of this next. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit him online at southhillsjeep.com. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's hear from Art Rooney. He spoke to the local media yesterday and had a variety of things to say. Joe, you piqued my interest. We're not going to hear Pompeiani's interview. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What did he say about Mitch Trubisky that you teased before you went? I'm real curious as to hear what he said.
We don't have that clip, but I have the quote. This was Art on Mitch Trubisky. Basically saying we can win with him and he expects him back. That was essentially what he said. We can win with him and we expect him back. That was it.
Ray, one of your quick answer questions for Ray, he paused long and said, no, he doesn't expect him to be back. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, when he says we can win with him, I think that was interesting. They did win a couple games with him, just not when he was a starter. I like him as a backup, even when he starts as a backup, because I think the pressure, for some reason, Trubisky responds to the pressure differently. Here's exactly what he said, what he told our friend Pompeiani. It's still early in the offseason, but I expect Mitch will be on the roster next season and be an effective backup when we need him. I think he showed we can win with him. I think he'll be on the roster next year.
Well, he signed. You know, they need a backup quarterback. You mentioned he played well. His best game, I thought, and one of the best games played by a Steelers quarterback was the Carolina game.
That and the Tampa game. Yeah,
he came off the bench in Tampa.
Yeah.
But he actually started the Carolina game when Pickett missed the game because of concussion protocol. I thought he was very good that day.
I think he's a low-end starter in the league and a very high-end backup. It's a luxury, which is why you would spend that much money. What is it, an $8 million hit? I forget, 8 to 10, something like that.
That position is very valuable.
Very valuable.
Is not a big-time hit.
If the starter's out, it's suddenly the most valuable position on the whole team. Maybe with this team, second to T.J. Watt. But your backup,
right?
Man, we don't know about Pickett yet. I was interested to see Pickett say he wanted to bulk up a little bit this offseason. Is he going to be an Iron Man type quarterback? Is he a guy who plays every game? Is he going to be, you know, people didn't think Ben did, but when you actually look at his career, he played most games and he played hurt a lot. Brett Favre, people like that? Or is he going to be a guy who's out all the time? We don't know yet.
Ben was lucky he didn't have a major injury. He'd missed two games here, two games there.
Yeah.
He played in the majority of games. He didn't have that catastrophic injury that knocked him out for half the year.
Right. Until the end, right? Until the elbow injury. But for most of his career, Ben was always, unless he was suspended, he was playing basically 14 out of 16.
You're right.
15, 15, 16, 15, suspended, 15, 16. He played a lot of seasons every game, by the way. So what do we have here? I don't know. How could you know? I wouldn't want to take the chance along the way of finding out of relying on Josh Dobbs or somebody inferior backup to try and win games. That to me is it's an easy thing to pencil in for the roster next year. Why complicate it? You know? Quarterback, we're done. We don't have to draft one. Don't have to sign one. We're done. Let's move on. Running back, we're done.
Right.
Move on to other things, you know?
I like that hand gesture.
Yeah, move on to other things.
Move on to other things. Are you a lefty? You're not a lefty, are you?
No, but I have a good left hand in basketball.
Why are you doing the lefty move? I gesture with my dominant hand.
Because lifting my right hand would risk that. The microphone hit.
I see. And that's also your bad hand with the hamate bone, right?
Yeah, which I just hit. So that on Trubisky with Art. Then I'm not even sure if the writers asked him about Tomlin. You have a list of clips there, Sean, don't call you Seth Meyers. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, Andrew put together 20-some clips to choose from. So we
Is
got
there
a lot
any that says Tomlin, or should I just paraphrase here?
There's one about the job that Tomlin did.
Let's hear that.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I think the number one thing I always want to see in a team, and I think that, you know, it's up to the coach to make this happen, is get better as the season goes on. I mean, you should be your best team at the end of the season. And so, you know, I thought we did that. Bringing a rookie quarterback along, you know, I think, as I said before, there's no one way to do it right. I think we wound up with a rookie quarterback who got better as the season went on, and I think we're excited about, you know, the future because of that. So, you know, I think those things are encouraging the way Mike handled them.
And I would add to that, Pomp asked him specifically about an extension run, and Art said, and I quote, "I don't like to speculate on our coach's contract, so we'll see." He also said, "I'm glad he's our coach." I am about 50-50 on whether I think Art is going to give him an extension, but let me ask you this, since we've talked about this maybe 7 million times over the last 3 years, 5 years. How long have we been together, Ron?
I think we're headed towards five, if I'm not mistaken. It's incredulent how long we've survived without killing each other.
Man,
in curriculum.
5 years. So we've talked about this many times. Does Tomlin have a job for life? You say no, I say yes. Let me ask you this. If Art extends him this offseason, when he's already signed through 24, coming off a non-playoff year, 3 of the last 5, no playoff wins in 6, will you start to relent on that position?
No. I mean, I could see him giving him a 1-year deal and extend him, but I do think if they don't start, you know, they had the excuse this year, the quarterback, slow start. That explains that and I heard Art say, we weren't breaking in just one new guy, we were breaking in 2, meaning Trubisky and Pickett. I think there's going to be a little more heat on him to win some games, get in the playoffs. I don't think a 1-year deal would give him, sign him for 3, including next year, is a lifetime deal.
We're getting pretty close to lifetime, though.
It'll take him almost 20
years. I would pretty much consider that a coaching life. I mean, he's certainly not going to fire him in the middle of a contract. Do you agree with that?
Probably not, but I wouldn't say never for anything like that.
With the Steelers, I would. I'm different from you there. I don't think there's any way when you're paying Tom. What are they paying him? 10, 11, 12?
Oh, I think probably closer to 12 than 10. I just don't.
The Canada thing is one thing. It's easy to get out of that contract. I just don't see the Steelers. I don't think he thinks he's done a bad job in any of these years. I know he said this year that Tomlin did a really good job because they got better. That's what you want to see. Well, what about the years where they collapsed in, what was it, 18, 19, and 20,
yep,
where they brutally collapsed down the stretch? All those teams got worse. So where were, ow, did you see that, Ron?
Yeah, I did.
That was my thumbnail.
You hit that.
So where was he then saying, you know,
we got worse.
This is unacceptable.
Right, right. No, I'm sure he looks at circumstances and the duck year and everything else, but you knew, we talked about this, when they finished 7-2, he was happy with how the year ended.
Yeah.
Overall, how it went. Now, I don't know how you just throw 2-6 start out the window, but he did. Basically saying, hey, we got better. How much does the competition have to do with that? They played a lot of bum teams down the stretch. Now, the win in Baltimore was real impressive. You beat Baltimore with that defense in Baltimore.
It's impressive, but it's still Tyler Huntley.
I know, but it's still impressive for me because Baltimore's defense is really good. But other than that, you know, they didn't really beat anybody.
But
I don't feel better about them in the AFC and certainly not in the division.
Well, neither do I necessarily. But my point is that I don't think Art thinks this guy's done a bad job in any year. And if you're going to fire a coach, it would take more than just one bad year in Rooney's opinion to make a change. So I know this. I would not extend him this offseason. Would you?
No, I don't think I would either. But, you know, I think if you start to get 7, 8 years without winning a playoff game, they're going to take a closer look at it.
You'd hope. You'd hope they would.
Right.
They're at 6.
At 6.
Sean, sticking with this theme, is there a clip in there about being in it, about staying in it, about the Steeler way, about how we were in it again, that type of thing?
There's one on the Steeler way.
Let's hear that one, Ron.
The way we've done it, we give ourselves a chance to be competitive every year, and that means you have a chance to get into the tournament and have a chance to win it. So I'm not saying that we wouldn't, you know, work hard if we, you know, take some chances if we thought we had something that we, you know, really could build on. But I don't see anything changing dramatically in that regard.
Just being in it's good enough.
That,
you
that
know, there's
clip.
Differences between making the playoffs and having a legitimate chance. You know, we've seen the last 3 times they've made the playoffs, they've given up 40-some points in each game. The Miami Dolphins snuck into the playoffs this year without Tua. You knew they had no chance, but just because they got in the playoffs, you know, they had no chance. And that's too many times the Steelers have snuck in and had no chance. So, yeah, you give yourself a chance to get into the tournament, but you need to build some sort of team that can actually have a chance to win a game or two in the playoffs.
That sounds like the most defeatist. I can't believe that's the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We hold ourselves to a different standard, saying Well, we give ourselves a chance to be competitive every year, have a chance to get in the tournament, and have a chance to win. It sounds like a fringe NCAA basketball team.
Yeah, hope maybe, to maybe make we'll the
get,
field.
Maybe we'll get in the play-in in Chattanooga this year and give ourselves a chance. Ron, we've been over this many times. I think they're in the world. I do have some optimism because of the quarterback. I do.
And the young guys around him. I mean, Pickens and yeah. Freiermuth and Harris.
But mostly him. I can find running backs and receivers.
Absolutely. You need the quarterback.
But until I see a major leap, they're in the worst place you can be. Middling draft picks, middling finishes, middling seasons, year after year after year. And this idea and that being in it, being on the verge of the tournament every year is some sort of smashing accomplishment. It boggles my mind. It really does. First of all, here's one thing. It's really hard not to be in it. The only teams in the AFC this year who weren't in it, and I define that as having a chance still with a week or two. That's what he just said, with a week or two left, were the Texans and the Broncos. Am I missing anybody?
I don't think. Well, the Browns, I think, were they in it till 2 weeks left?
Absolutely, yes.
2 weeks. I thought maybe 3 weeks they were eliminated. But, yeah, you know, your point is well taken. It's hard, especially now with the seventh playoff spot.
Soon to be probably an eighth. It's just hard not to be in it. So it's not that great of an accomplishment. Now, if you say every single year we're in it, okay. Congratulations on that. The Broncos have been in it. If we define it again, and I went and did a study on this last year, if you're mathematically alive with 2 weeks left in a 16 or 7 game season, to me, you're doing what Rooney just said, giving yourselves a chance late in the year. The Broncos have been in it by that definition 18 of the last 22 years. The Chargers, 13 of 16. The Chiefs, obviously, right? 11 of 13. The Bills, 7 of 9. The Dolphins, 8 of 11. The Titans, 7 in a row. The Patriots every year for like 20 years. So is it just because the Steelers have maybe an extra year or two on those teams, like the Chargers or the Broncos? Okay, so they went 8-8 one year where the other guys went 4-12 or whatever? Who cares, Ron? Who cares? And isn't it instructive that today, we're talking anniversaries today. Today is the anniversary of the drafting of Terry Bradshaw. In 1970.
Based on a coin flip.
And based on sucking for many years before that, specifically the year before that. That's how it happens.
The year before.
That's how it happens. So I don't want to hear about being in it as an accomplishment. I really don't. Not for this franchise, because a lot of teams are in it virtually every year, and that's not going to change. In fact, it's going to become more the rule than the exception. Now that you have a seventh team, and I bet soon to be an eighth team. I can't believe that, Ron.
We've said all along, we believe that's how he feels.
And a lot of fans buy it. We give ourselves a chance to be competitive every year. Can you imagine if that was the Pittsburgh Steelers' mission statement? The Pittsburgh Steelers, with 6 Super Bowl titles, the standard is the standard, a flagship enterprise in the NFL. This is our mission statement. Seth?
He actually commented on a question about the fans wanting more than 9 wins.
Well, wait, let me go back to that one. I was setting you up for this the previous quote, just the beginning. This is our mission statement.
The way we've done it, we give ourselves a chance to be competitive every year, and that means you have a chance to get into the tournament and have a chance to win it. So,
okay, that's it. And then what's the next one you were going to play?
The fans asking for more.
More than 9 wins? Let's hear that one, Seth.
One way or the other. And we're lucky to have the kind of fans we have. They're tremendously enthusiastic. They show up all over the country, you know, and support us, which is great. We're happy they care and have strong opinions about what's going on. That's all good as far as I'm concerned.
Didn't really answer that, but, you know, he's glad they're passionate and hopes they stay passionate and hopes they keep coming out to the ballpark.
I wonder if he's glad that the Houston Texans and Atlanta Falcons have more playoff wins than him over the last 12, not 3, not 5, not 7, or even 10, the last 12 years. The Atlanta bleeping Falcons and the Houston Texans have more playoff wins than the Steelers.
Facts are facts, as they say.
I was accused last week of making that an arbitrary point in time. If you go back 13 years, then the Steelers went to a Super Bowl. I understand that, but Ron, I've often looked at that Super Bowl against Aaron Rodgers as the basically the end of an era that they haven't recaptured yet. They just haven't. That was basically the end for a great, great team with multiple Hall of Famers and great players.
Two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Tons of AFC championships. You know, it went from Cowher to Tomlin. The success did. And it feels like it ended that night, and it hasn't begun yet again. They've had some good years, some really good years since then, but not a lot of playoff wins, and now it's started to go down another notch. There's just no other way to look at it. They've missed the playoffs 3 of the last 5 years. They have 9 wins or fewer in 4 of the last 5. They have, whether you are optimistic or not, the fact of the matter is the Steelers have sunk into mediocrity, the middle of the league.
They're definitely
right?
In the middle of the league. No question. They missed the playoffs this year. That's in the middle of the pack.
412-928-9370. 928-9370. What do you make of these comments? What do you make of Tomlin's future? Is there a good case for extending a guy who's already signed for the next 2 years? Extend him for another year? Maybe you can make that case. There are some other things that Rooney got into, including whether Canada's contract played a part in keeping him. Also, I had a little note about Mason Rudolph and how this whole Trubisky thing sort of is a reflection in the end on the Steelers' career, the star-crossed Steelers' career that was Mason Rudolph's. I think that one's coming to an end here. I think everybody thinks that. All right. We'll talk about that next on Cook and Joe. To be fair to Art here, Ron, I did go back and look because he was adamant that finishing this year strong is the sign of good coaching. My question was, what about the 3 years in a row where they utterly collapsed at the end of the year? Well, after the 18 season, when Antonio quit, I think the Steelers were 7-2-1 that year and absolutely fell apart down the stretch. They had a 2.5 game lead in the division, didn't even make the playoffs. He did say in his season wrap up that year, I have to say that when you miss the playoffs, nobody gets absolved. Not coaches, players, scouts, front office. Everybody knows we need to be better, including Mike, and there are no disagreements in the organization about that. We all need to do better. So that is a strong statement for a year that in the end, even though the way the season went along was differently, they wind up winning 9 games and missing on the playoffs. So that, to be fair to him, he's consistent in that finishing makes a difference.
Absolutely. I mean, if they'd have started 7-2 and then gone 2-6 down the stretch, I don't think he's speaking glowingly of the season.
It's just hard to separate.
But it's
the schedule.
A big picture.
It's just hard to separate the schedule.
And the fact
of it
is, they played 2 elite teams. Well, Cincinnati, they got very fortunate to win the game, the opener. And then they got killed by the Bills and the Eagles. They're not even in the same stratosphere with those teams.
Asked by Pompeiani, did the contract, Matt Canada's contract, play a role in keeping him? He has 1 year left, and he was adamant here, no. The evaluation was, are we making progress or not? And we saw enough progress there that we wanted to keep him.
I believe that.
I believe it.
I believe that. I mean, the coaching contract for Canada – now, Tomlin, your point is if they fire him with 2 years left or whatever, they owe him a lot of money. But Canada, I think that wouldn't have played a role in it for me.
Somebody called me last week and said, I was wrong. Do you really think if Canada had a two-year deal that they bring him back for a year? I said yes. I think the Steelers would have brought him back on a one-year deal.
I do too.
I think they. I believe what Dulac reported in this case. He said there was no thought to replacing Canada. No thought to it.
And I already explained that. We got better. The quarterback got better. He had a good working relationship with Canada. We figured out some of our problems with the running game. I don't think there's any question that that was the reason they brought him back, not because he had a year left on his deal.
I think Art loves the fact that the run game looked good. I think
that's
very important.
It looked really good down the stretch.
Very important to him. Now, that doesn't mean I think they made the right decision.
Right.
Because I don't. And this idea that he espoused that part of this was because they work well together and it would be too much. We'd be risking another slow start if we brought in a new coordinator. There's too many examples of guys adjusting really well to new offensive systems. And the two I brought up were Trevor Lawrence with Peterson, Mike McDaniel. And Mike McDaniel's a first-year coach in Miami this year.
And
I think Tua took to it, didn't he?
And the Pickett smarts are his number one attribute.
Yeah.
How hard he works and his work ethic and his brains are his number one attribute. I would not have hesitated to make a move for that reason if I thought Canada wasn't going to be able to get it done.
Yeah, what are you shooting for here? To be, you know, on the edge of playoff contention or to maximize Pickett?
And I mentioned this earlier, kind of not exactly overwhelming praise when he said, well, if we have to start over, it could be worse.
Could be worse, right.
So you're not afraid, you're afraid to make a move because it could be worse. What about making a move to make it better?
That's a great point. And that could be sort of, you know, I mentioned the mission statement. What if it was just was, hey, we're in it? But it feels like that, in three words, is the Steelers' mission statement right now. Like if you went up to their offices and on the front door, it said, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers formed in 1933. Our motto is, it could be worse. You know?
We're always in it.
It could be worse. Yeah, you could be the Texans or... Who's the worst team in the NFC? The Falcons? It could be one of those teams. Of course, again, both those franchises have more playoff wins than you over the last 12 years. What are you shooting for here? I'd be shooting for a great, proven offensive mind to come in here and maximize my offense. Not, oh my God, what if we pick the wrong guy? We're going to get off to a slow start again. It's really defeatist.
What if they get off to a slow start with Canada? Then what do you do?
Well, that's...
Then you break in a new coordinator after next year?
That's why you bring in a ready-made backup.
Right.
A veteran. Of course, Frank Reich's off the table now.
Yeah,
what'd you think of that?
How about him getting a Carolina job?
I'm not... I love Frank Reich, but I'm not a huge fan of the job he did in Indy. But then again, we saw the Panthers when the Steelers played him. I think the job Steve Wilks did is a little bit overrated. I would have gone for neither one of those two guys and shot a little bit higher myself. You?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who else they interviewed. Did Flores interview for that job? He's interviewed,
I think,
Arizona he interviewed for
Arizona,
the head job.
And now Minnesota's defensive coordinator he interviews.
He's done both. I think he's had a one or two head job interviews and then some coordinator jobs. Sounds to me like he's gone from here no matter what.
Yeah, for sure, I would think. But Frank Reich...
Yeah, I'm not overwhelmed.
I give it a C.
I'm not overwhelmed.
I don't expect the Panthers to be threatening anybody anytime soon, honestly. There's some other NFL headlines, Ron, that we could get into at the top of the hour before we get back into Art comments
yesterday.
Big games
this weekend.
And a little bit of a war of words between the Chiefs and the Bengals. I love this stuff going into a game like that. Let's talk about it next. Fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com. Cloudy with a chance of brief snow flurries. High of 34 and a low of 28.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.